Magdalene walked among the people and did many good works and constantly preached the teachings of Jesus. Christ kept more in the background and devoted himself to his writings, some of which were attributed to Philip. Philip and James, using their own names, wrote down as scribes the direct words of Jesus constantly, keeping an accurate record of any sermons and teachings that he gave to the people. Francine says that Jesus also helped James and Magdalene in writing their Gospels. The Gospels of Philip and James were found at Nag Hammadi in Egypt in 1945. But the Gospel of Mary Magdalene was acquired in 1896 in Akhmim, Egypt, by Germans, and was called the Berlin Codex. Mary's Gospel is not part of the Nag Hammadi Library, as many believe, but was not really translated until the 1950s. None of these discovered Gospels are originals, but they certainly hadn't been tampered with like the Old and New Testament writings, which have been copied and edited thousands of times. You can lose the true meaning in one translation, let alone in thousands copied by hand, especially when it's from Aramaic into Greek or Latin, etc. There are even some words that become completely misinterpreted, such as sin. The word sin was originally an archery term that meant missing the mark. So you just take out another arrow and bow and try again. The Hebrew word sheol was interpreted to mean hell or Hades, but in actuality was the name of a constantly burning dump outside Jerusalem. So put it all together, and then add a demon or a so-called mythological fallen angel called Lucifer, and you have enough to scare an uneducated populace into giving money for fear of damnation, which leads to control. It's like if you don't believe the way the church does, you're damned. Yet God is supposed to be all-loving, all-knowing, all-forgiving, and omnipotent. Then how could, or even would, he or she condemn who they made to everlasting damnation when where we live on the earth plane is the only hell? This is the place of negativity, dissension, and evil. But it's really a temporal plane for learning or a school for the soul. If there is no negativity and evil, how do we know what is good? How would we know what our souls are made of and what we can endure that tests our mettle and makes our souls learn and expand in spirituality? My research has naturally come through infusion from God. All things do. My life's experience in doing 20 readings a day for over 50 years. But in living life on this earth plane, all of us have the opportunity to learn. And like a part of my favorite prayer, "My soul does magnify the Lord," we all have the opportunity to magnify the Lord with our souls. Those who became aware of the secret truth of Christ's life, whether it was the Knights Templar later on in time, or the people in the villages of France who lived with Jesus, ferociously guarded the secret and were very protective of Jesus and his family. The people around Jesus and his family in France became a new type of Gnostic, discarding the old theories of Gnosticism that prevailed up to that time and embracing the real teachings of Jesus, not the teachings in the New Testament that had been highly edited by the early church. These people became the first real Gnostic Christians, not concerned with the question of divinity, but with the wonderful and beautiful teachings that Jesus gave them. Truth is truth. And the question of divinity has very little to do with it.